Iron County 225.
Iron County Sheriff Tony Furyk says their job is to enforce the law, not pick sides.
Let GTEC do what GTEC's doing. Let the protesters do what the protesters are going to do. They just have to separate and protest in a peaceful manner, and we're okay with the protesting. That's their right. This became a little bit too much confrontational today.
Authorities say mining company Gogebic Taconite reported a disturbance involving about 15 protesters. Officers received reports of vandalism to GTAC property and encountered road barricades blocking entry to the drill site. Furyk says those responsible appear to have stayed at the nearby Lacouture Harvest Camp. Frank Kane with the Pinocchio Hills Education Project says those at the camp do not condone the protesters' actions.
Fortunately, the Sheriff's Department was right here and worked with us, and we were working with them to resolve this, you know, as best we can.
Kane says any destruction of property is counterproductive. Savita Jones of Sanborn spoke with mining officials near the drill site. She's praying for peace and understanding.
We recognize some of our similarities, such as that we both have children and that we come from a long family of Wisconsin residents, and so we found that commonality.
Even so, Jones says there will be no common ground for her and other protesters unless GTAC abandons plans to build a mine. The Iron County Sheriff's Department will meet with the mining company to ensure public safety of protesters and company workers moving forward. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Mellon.